This week, there was a ribbon-cutting ceremony in the city of Hoquiam for a new drug treatment clinic. The Evergreen Treatment Service facility will dispense methadone to patients suffering from heroin and opiate addiction. The heroin and opiate problem in the United States has been called an epidemic. In Washington state, opiate-related deaths have doubled in the past decade. Here with the story is reporter Elizabeth Jenkins.
It's 8:30 on a drizzly morning in Hoquiam. Jamie Heidenrich and Alexa carpool to Olympia, a trip they make together 5 days a week to receive methadone treatment. Alexa is just using her first name because she fears repercussions from her employer. She holds two jobs, but sometimes it feels like she's working a third.
Going to the clinic is a job in itself. It really is when it's this far away. Especially when someone works full-time and has a family and, you know, we coach our son's baseball.
Methadone is a medicine that blocks cravings for heroin and prescription opiates. For Alexa and Jamie, the commute to the clinic is long. An hour up and an hour back. They take Alexa's SUV.
This thing is a gas hog, so it takes like 10, 11 gallons to get up here and back every day. It's like 35, 40 bucks a day just to drive up here.
Jamie helps pay for the gas with a transportation voucher from Medicaid. She can ride a Medicaid-assisted bus called Paratransit to the clinic, or she can have a person drive her. It's a win-win situation.
Sometimes it's just better just to drive, even though it costs so much money.
I have the car and she has the gas, it works.
Last year, the cost to transport Medicaid patients from Grays Harbor County to the Olympia Clinic was an estimated $600,000. That's triple the amount of the methadone treatment itself. Hoquiam Police Chief Jeff Myers says everyone has felt the impact of the heroin and opiate epidemic.
There are so few degrees of separation from people here in an area like Grays Harbor. There's 74,000 people, and everybody knows people, and there is not hardly a family in this community that doesn't have someone that's been directly affected by a heroin or some sort of drug abuse or issue.
Heroin comes up from Mexico and eventually makes its way to Washington.
It's a hot batch of heroin hits the streets, and we will know it within 24 hours because of the overdoses.
Alexa and Jamie met in 2006 when they were both riding the paratransit bus to the Olympia Clinic. Alexa was pregnant.
And Jamie was pregnant as well, and our children were born 7 days apart, so we rode on that van together every single day.
The methadone and, you know, the babies and everything that we both went through, you know, that's what makes our friendship good. Like, we both understand it.
Jamie and Alexa came to their addiction from different places. Alexa became addicted to OxyContin in college. OxyContin is an opiate like heroin. It elicits the same effect on the brain.
With opiates, it's a physical addiction. I mean, I know it's psychological as well, but it is physical. You sweat, you are sick. It's like having the flu, but 10 times worse.
Alexa says she took out student loans to pay for prescription opiates and wrote bad checks, but she didn't use heroin. She started on methadone treatment before it escalated to that. Jamie, on the other hand, started using heroin in her early 20s and was addicted into her 30s.
I was on the streets. I was prostituting. I was stealing. You will do anything for that drug. You will sell your soul to that. And I did over and over again.
In Alexa's SUV, we travel the Olympic Highway, past the state's capital, almost to Lacey.
We're almost there. Exit 109.
The Evergreen Treatment Service Clinic in Olympia is tucked behind an auto parts store. Along with methadone, offers counseling, access to a medical provider, even acupuncture. We pull into the parking lot around 9:30.
Yeah, this is what I don't like to see when I come in the parking lot.
It's all the cars.
That means there's a lot of people inside.
Jamie, where should I park?
Just flip it and park by the fence.
Once inside, patients wait in line in front of a dosing window. A machine dispenses cherry-colored syrup into a Dixie cup. It's their prescribed intake of methadone. A technician watches as they swallow. Lemonade is offered to chase down the medicine's bitter taste. After spending an hour in the car, the whole process takes just 15 minutes.
Not too bad.
That was long.
That was a long line.
Then they're back on their way to Hoquiam. Chief Meyer says some of his officers aren't thrilled about a methadone clinic opening in the area.
In our business, we see people at their worst. So for officers, we're obviously a little bit reluctant or concerned about what the impact of this type of a treatment center will be or the people that will be there.
He says philosophically, it seems wrong to provide government funds for drug addicts.
On the other hand, this clinic provides some betterment and has allowed someone to deal with this huge elephant on their back, then it will be a good thing.
Methadone treatment can last decades, even a lifetime. But for Jamie Heidenrich, that's okay.
I'd rather be on methadone the rest of my life than die on heroin any day. I know that's what will happen. If I ever went back, I would die.
When the Evergreen Treatment Service Clinic opens in Hoquiam, Jamie and Alexa will no longer have to take the 2-hour commute to Olympia. It will be a short 5-minute drive to get their methadone treatment. For Alexa, this is huge. She works graveyard shifts at a medical job, so most mornings she gets off work and heads straight to Olympia.
With the clinic being in town, I'll be able to get off work, go dose, and go home and go to bed, you know? So it'll be like another 3 hours of sleep every day.
Grays Harbor County and the Division of Health and Rehabilitation estimate that 2,700 people are in need of services in the area. The new clinic only has the capacity for 350. With the heroin and opiate epidemic swelling, two other counties are considering opening methadone clinics. I'm Elizabeth Jenkins for KUOW.
The Evergreen Treatment Service facility is expected to open later this month in Hoquiam in Grays Harbor County, Washington.